I feel like whenever we talk about a monthly budget, there's this underlying expectation of simple division.
Oh, absolutely. It feels like it should just be this predictable machine.
Well,
Yeah, exactly. You have 30 days, you have a pile of money, and you just slice that money into 30 equal pieces. It sounds perfectly logical.
it does. I mean, it feels entirely linear, just simple, clean math.
Clean and predictable. But then, and we've all been there, you step into the real world of multi-channel performance marketing, and suddenly that simple division is just completely shattered.
Oh, it goes right out the window.
It really does. Let's paint a picture here. You, the person listening to this right now, you've been absolutely crushing it on single channel campaigns for a while now.
Right, you've got maybe 2, maybe 5 years of solid experience under your belt.
Exactly. You know Google search inside out, or maybe you're known as the Meta Ads wizard at your company. But now you've just been handed the keys to a massive multi-channel budget.
And that is a huge leap. It's massive. We are talking about something like, say, 1 crore rupees a month, which, depending on your market, is the equivalent of handing someone a massive 6-figure war chest.
Right.
And the directive from leadership is very simple. They just tell you, don't mess this up.
Which is an absolutely terrifying directive, honestly. Because when you realize that the ad platforms basically have minds of their own at this point, it's scary.
Yeah, they really do.
If you set a monthly budget on the first of the month and only check your total spend on day 30, I mean, you are writing a recipe for an absolute disaster.
I always picture it like this. Setting that budget and walking away, it's like driving a car cross country and only deciding to look at the gas gauge when the engine actually starts sputtering in the middle of a desert.
That is the perfect analogy.
You really do not want to find out you're empty when you're already stranded,
Right, because by the time the engine actually sputters, the damage to your business is already done. And that is exactly what we are tackling today.
Exactly. So for today's deep dive, we've built the discussion on a very specific stack of materials we gathered just for you. We've pulled together some really detailed operational playbooks, internal agency notes, and in-depth research entirely focused on scaling multi-channel B2C budgets.
Yes, specifically focusing on chapter 2 from those playbooks.
Right. Our mission today is singular. We are extracting the absolute best insights on the mechanics of budget pacing, reallocation cadences, and those tricky mid-flight decisions.
Because we want to give you the operational discipline to catch those pacing deviations before they ever become an end-of-month panic attack.
Nobody wants that panic attack.
Nobody. And more importantly, we're going to show you how to pull the right levers without accidentally resetting your automated bidding algorithms.
Right, because pacing isn't just about looking at spreadsheets, is it?
Not at all. It is about understanding the underlying logic of why these platforms spend the way they do and, how to stay one step ahead of them.
Okay, let's start by totally dismantling that beginner assumption we just talked about, the myth of linear pacing. Let's do it.
Most marketers assume platforms will gently and evenly spend their daily budgets. But the reality is completely different.
Oh, completely.
Like a campaign with a 10,000 rupee daily budget might spend 18,000 on a high demand Tuesday and then just drop off a cliff to 7,000 on a slow Sunday.
Right. And here is the trap that even seasoned marketers fall into when they take over larger budgets. They think pacing is a month-end problem.
Yeah, they start sweating around the 25th of the month.
Exactly. But in reality, the true danger zone is the very beginning of the month.
Wait, really? The beginning?
Yes, an early month overspend, even just over a 3-day period, can quietly blow through 40% of your entire budget before you even realize what's happening.
40% just gone in 3 days.
Evaporated. I mean, this is why checking your daily pacing for the first 5 business days of the month is just critical.
Wow.
Building that specific habit prevents 90% of overspend incidents. It is the highest leverage operational habit you could possibly build. Okay, let's unpack the math behind that habit. Because to catch that variance, you need to know your required daily spend rate.
Right.
It's an incredibly straightforward formula, but the trick is you have to do it constantly. You don't need a supercomputer. You just take your budget remaining and divide it by the days remaining.
Let's slow that down and make it really concrete. Walk us through a real scenario.
Sure. Let's say you have a 30 lakh rupee monthly budget, so roughly $35,000, depending on exchange rates.
Okay, got it.
It is the 8th of the month, so you are exactly 8 days in. Your calendar days remaining for the month are 22.
Yep, tracking so far.
You open your dashboard, look at your spend to date, and you see you've spent 8.5 lakhs. So your budget remaining is 21.5 lakhs.
Right.
You simply divide that remaining 21.5 lakhs by the 22 remaining days. That gives you your required daily rate, which comes out to roughly 98,000 a day.
And that number, that 98,000, that becomes your true north. Yeah. That is the baseline you compare your actual daily spend against.
Yeah, exactly. And you want to watch for a very specific variance threshold. If your actual spend is 15% higher than that required rate, you have a plus 15% variance. You are overspending.
Simple enough.
Yeah. And if it's minus 15%, you are underspending.
That 15% boundary is your early warning system.
Mm.
But, you know, calculating the variance is really only half the battle.
What do you mean?
Well, if you're going to manage a massive multi-channel budget, you have to know why the variance is happening in the first place. Because most of the time, the platforms are not misbehaving at all. They are functioning exactly as their engineers designed them to.
Okay, I have to push back here. Let's talk about Google, because honestly, their design would make me panic.
It definitely can.
Wait, hold on. If my daily limit on a Google campaign is set to 20,000 and it decides to spend nearly 40,000 on a random Tuesday, I mean, that is a billing error.
It feels like it, yeah.
I would be on the phone with support immediately. I mean, it literally doubled the limit I explicitly set.
I know it feels reckless from a management perspective, but it is actually not a billing error. Google has a very publicly documented 2x daily allowance.
2x?
Yeah. On days when search demand is high, Google's algorithm can and absolutely will spend up to double your daily budget to capture those conversions.
But how does it know demand is high? Like, what makes Tuesday worth double my money?
The algorithm is looking at macro trends across its entire network. It knows when it's payday weekend and consumer intent is spiking.
Oh, I see.
It knows if a sudden weather event is driving up searches for umbrellas or, you know, snow shovels. It detects surges in your specific market and aggressively bids to win those auctions because it predicts a higher likelihood of conversion.
I mean, I guess I want those conversions, but letting them just double my daily spend whenever they feel like it seems like a great way to go broke by the 15th of the month.
It would be, but they actually balance it out. The mechanism protects you, ultimately. They compensate for those high spend days by deliberately spending less on lower demand days. The ironclad guarantee Google makes is that your total monthly spend will not exceed your daily budget, multiplied by 30.4.
30.4, because that's the average number of days in a month.
Exactly. 30.4 is the monthly cap multiplier. Yeah. So if you see a crazy spike on Tuesday, you shouldn't immediately pause the campaign in a total panic.
Ah, okay. That makes sense. But the reverse must happen too, right? What about the end of the month? Let's say you are in the final 5 business days of the month and your daily spend on Google just drops sharply.
Yep.
Like it plummets more than 30% below your target rate.
Right. And the instinct there is to jump in and fix it. You assume the campaign broke.
Exactly. I'd be tearing the campaign apart looking for the broken link.
You start wondering, did my tracking pixel fail? Did my competitor suddenly flood the market and outbid me on everything?
Yeah, total panic mode.
But usually, it's just Google's monthly cap enforcement quietly kicking in. The machine knows it spent heavily earlier in the month capturing all that payday demand, and now it is forcibly slowing itself down so it doesn't violate that 30.4 multiplier rule.
Oh, wow.
There is absolutely nothing to fix. It is entirely normal algorithmic behavior.
Okay, so that's the psychology of Google. It's hunting for intent and balancing the ledger over 30.4 days. But Meta plays a completely different game, right?
Entirely different. Meta's delivery system operates on a real-time auction too, but its behavior is heavily dictated by its learning phase.
Ah, the front-loaded delivery. This is fascinating in the source material. Let's say you're an e-commerce brand launching a massive new sneaker drop.
Okay.
You set up a brand new Meta ad set. In the first 2 to 3 days, it will often spend incredibly aggressively.
Very true.
And it's not because sneaker demand is suddenly spiking on Monday morning. It's because Meta's system is desperately trying to buy enough initial data to exit the learning phase.
Exactly. And we know the exact mechanism for exiting that phase. The algorithm needs to see roughly 50 conversions within a 7-day window.
Right.
Until it hits that threshold or completely fails to hit it, the spend is going to be erratic, aggressive, and heavily front-loaded. It is basically throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks.
That is such a good way to put it.
Once it stabilizes and finds your audience, the delivery evens out.
But what if Meta isn't overspending? What if it's consistently underspending? Say I have my daily budget set, and no matter what I do, it's routinely spending less than 80% of it.
This is a crucial distinction you have to internalize. If Meta is consistently spending less than 80% of what you gave it, that is not a pacing problem.
It's not.
No. That is a delivery problem.
Meaning the platform literally cannot find enough places to put your money effectively, even though you've authorized the spend.
Precisely. Your audience targeting might be way too restrictive. Your bid cap might be artificially low.
Oh, I see.
Or your creative quality score might be in the basement because people are just scrolling right past your ad. Or maybe the ad set is stuck in a restricted learning phase. Tweaking your budget spreadsheet and complaining about pacing isn't going to fix it. You have to fix the actual delivery mechanics.
But fixing that delivery problem depends entirely on the constraints you gave the machine on day one. Are you felting it a daily budget or a lifetime budget?
That's a huge factor, yeah.
Because if you are running evergreen, always on campaigns, daily budgets are much simpler to manage for pacing. But lifetime budgets are a different beast entirely.
Yeah, lifetime budgets are best saved for fixed end date promos.
Yeah.
Let's say you're running a Diwali flash sale or a specific 4-day product launch.
Okay.
A lifetime budget gives Meta the flexibility to find the best delivery windows over that very specific finite time frame. It might spend almost nothing on day one and blow 80% of the budget on day three because that's when your audience actually came online to buy.
Okay, so we've established the mathematical baseline and we understand the platform psychology, but how do you actually operationalize this? You can't just stare at the ad accounts all day, refreshing the page and sweating.
No, definitely not. You need a routine. A strict, unbreakable discipline. You don't just read a spreadsheet. You need to set up specific tripwires.
The Monday morning tripwires. Instead of a boring checklist, think of these as 4 specific alarms you set every single Monday morning to catch problems before they explode.
Exactly. Tripwire number one is your channel level pacing check.
Yeah.
You pull your month to date spend, that's the total you've spent from the first of the month until today for every channel.
Right.
You calculate the implied full month spend at your current daily rate and figure out your variance percentage. Are you up 15%, down 15%?
Then tripwire number two is hunting for campaign level exceptions. You dive a level deeper. You are looking for any specific campaign varying more than 20% from its weekly target. But you're also hunting for silent killers. Look for any campaign that has had 0 conversions in the past 7 days.
Because 0 conversions usually flags a broken tracking pixel or a broken landing page, not a bidding issue. You also want to flag any campaign explicitly marked limited by budget by the platform.
Tripwire number 3 is the learning phase inventory. I think this is incredibly smart. You have to actively track which campaigns entered a learning phase in the last 7 days.
Oh, this is vital.
For Google, that means it's in smart bidding learning. For Meta, it means ad sets are in learning or learning limited.
You absolutely need to know this so you don't accidentally disrupt them while they're stabilizing.
Yeah.
If you mess with a campaign in the learning phase, you reset the clock.
Right. And finally, tripwire number 4, reallocation opportunities. You look at your dashboard, you see a channel tracking to underspend by more than 15%. You don't just leave that money sitting there.
No, you definitely don't.
You ask a strategic question. Can a higher marginal ROAS channel, meaning a channel that gives you a better return on ad spend for every additional dollar you put in, can it absorb this surplus?
Exactly. Or, conversely, if a channel is overspending by 15%, you need to step in and apply a daily budget cut.
But we need to address a really dangerous temptation here.
Oh, I know exactly what you're going to say.
Let me set the scene. I'm looking at my dashboard. It's exactly the 15th of the month. We are halfway through. Mm. I am projecting a 10% underspend on my main Google search campaign by month end.
Okay.
My absolute gut instinct, and I guarantee you the instinct of almost everyone listening, is to just immediately double the daily budget to catch up. Force the spend. I have the money. I need the traffic.
And that is an emphatic hard no. Do not do that.
Wait, why not? If I'm behind on pacing, don't I need to physically speed the machine up?
Because a 10% projected underspend on the 15th of the month does not warrant an immediate reckless budget hike. It warrants an investigation.
Okay, what am I investigating?
Why is it underspending in the first place? You need to check your impression share. Have you suddenly lost ground to aggressive competitors? Check your quality score. Are your ads suddenly less relevant to the search terms?
That makes sense.
Check your bids. Is your target cost per acquisition the actual price you're telling Google you are willing to pay to get a customer? Is it set too low for the current auction dynamics?
So if I just double the budget without fixing the underlying issue, what happens?
The platform still won't be able to spend it efficiently.
Oh.
Or worse, it will panic, see the massive budget increase, and start spending it on absolute garbage traffic just to fulfill your command to spend more money.
Oh, wow. Okay, so investigation first. Don't force the spend. But what happens when the Monday tripwires tell you that you do need to make a move? You've investigated, the traffic is good, and you legitimately need to shift funds around.
Right.
How do you reallocate without completely destroying your current performance?
Well, this is the most operationally dangerous thing you can do to an automated bidding campaign making a large, sudden budget change.
I always picture the automated bidding algorithms, whether that's Google's smart bidding or Meta's advantage, plus like a performer balancing a spinning plate on a long stick.
That's a great visual.
If you make a tiny, gentle adjustment, you can move the stick around and the plate keeps spinning perfectly. But if you walk up and give it a massive, sudden shove, the plate crashes to the ground.
And in our world, that crash is a learning phase reset. Both Google and Meta rely heavily on your recent spend history to calibrate their bid predictions.
Right.
When you drastically change the budget overnight, you invalidate all that recent history. The machine basically says, wait, the parameters just completely changed. I don't know what to do anymore. I need to start learning all over again.
So what are the safe zones? How hard can I push the stick before the plate falls?
For Google Smart Bidding campaigns, changes under 10 to 15% of your current daily budget are generally safe. The plate keeps spinning. The machine adjusts.
Okay, 10 to 15%.
But if you change it by more than 20% in one go, you are highly likely to trigger a learning phase reentry.
So if I have a campaign that is just absolutely crushing it, and I absolutely must increase its budget by 50% to maximize revenue, how do I do it without breaking it?
You scale it. You schedule an incremental increase of roughly 10% per day over a period of 3 to 5 days. You walk the budget up slowly, letting the algorithm gently adjust its bidding predictions step by step.
Man, that requires so much patience. When you see a winner, you just want to pour fuel on the fire. But I get it. Scaling it slowly protects the ROI. What about Meta? Are the safe zones the same?
Similar. But Meta explicitly advises keeping budget changes under 20% every 7 days.
Yeah.
If the ad set is performing well.
Every 7 days. Okay.
Interestingly, the mechanics of Meta mean that budget decreases are generally much safer than increases when it comes to avoiding learning disruption.
Okay, but what if the plate is already crashing? What if the campaign is just a disaster? Let's say my cost per acquisition is 30% above my target, or my return on ad spend is 25% below my absolute floor. Am I still supposed to delicately adjust a failing campaign by 10% over 5 days?
No, definitely not. The safe zones are strictly for protecting good performance. If the campaign is already failing that spectacularly, a learning phase reset isn't a cost. It is a necessity.
That makes total sense.
The algorithm is currently optimized for failure. You want to break that cycle. In that scenario, you take the stick and you smash the plate yourself. Make the massive budget cut. Accept the reset. It's the only way to save the funds.
Protect the winners with tiny adjustments and aggressively reset the losers.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to highlight two other pacing levers that can be incredibly useful beyond just changing the daily budget numbers.
Yes, shared budgets and campaign end dates.
Shared budgets are fascinating. Instead of giving 10 campaigns 10 separate budgets, you pool one daily spend target across all of them. This is incredibly powerful for campaigns that serve the exact same goal, like, you know, grouping all your non-branded generic search campaigns together. But it is absolutely terrible for campaigns with mixed targets. Let's say you put a branded search campaign with a low CPA and a high funnel awareness campaign with a high CPA in the same shared budget.
Oh, I can see where this is going.
Google will ruthlessly favor the branded campaign because it generates the most conversion signal. Yeah. It will gorge on the budget and starve the awareness campaign entirely.
Good warning. And the second lever, campaign end dates. We talked about lifetime budgets with Meta, but end dates apply to Google too. Setting explicit start and end dates is fantastic for promotional flights.
Absolutely.
You tell the platform, I have exactly this much money, and the Black Friday sale ends on Friday at midnight. The system will automatically force the budget exhaustion to hit that deadline perfectly.
But again, use it with extreme caution. For an always-on, evergreen brand campaign, never use end dates. Unexpected campaign shutoffs, just because someone simply forgot to extend a calendar end date, are one of the most common, entirely preventable sources of sudden traffic gaps in this industry.
It's all about knowing which lever to pull and when. So let's recap the journey we've been on. You, the listener, stepping up to the multi-channel big leagues, now have the concrete formula for daily pacing.
You got the math.
You understand the actual platform mechanics, so you won't freak out over a 2x Google spend day or Meta's aggressive front-loading behavior. You have your four Monday morning tripwires, and you know the exact percentage thresholds to safely reallocate funds without crashing those delicate algorithmic spinning plates.
You now have the operational discipline to handle that massive monthly budget. But I want to leave you with a final thought to really mull over as you build out your strategy.
All right, what is it?
We've talked extensively about how Google and Meta's algorithms handle almost all the actual bidding now. They set the CPCs, they decide who sees the ad, they predict the conversion.
Right, the machines do the heavy lifting in the actual auction.
So the question is, in an era where the machines execute the bids flawlessly, is the operational discipline of budget pacing and knowing exactly when and how to reallocate mid-flight the last true human advantage a performance marketer actually has left?
Oh, wow. That is the ultimate question. Because the machine can optimize the bid, but it doesn't know your broader business context. It doesn't know your inventory is delayed. It doesn't know why you need to move money from search to social on a random Tuesday.
Exactly. The human advantage is the portfolio strategy. The machine executes, but you conduct the orchestra.
I love that. So to you, the performance marketer ready to orchestrate, don't let the platforms drive blind. Put those tripwires to work this coming Monday morning. Remember, setting a budget and walking away is just driving cross-country without checking the gas.
Keep your eyes on the gauge.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.